This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Good morning to everyone. And hope you're having a great morning so far. It's going to be a really nice day out there, and I hope you get to get outside and enjoy it, right? It's a good day to be out there. Enjoy the sun, enjoy the yard, enjoy the garden. We're so close now that to be having everything outside that you know, you can see it. There is the, you can see it on the horizon. It's coming. We're almost there. It's a great feeling this time of year. All the plants that are blooming, everything that's starting to look good. It's that good feel, that great feel right now. So just, enjoy it while we can. Go outside, enjoy the feel of outside, the sun, get those rays, feel good about it. And while you're out there, start working on the garden a bit. You know, get some cleanups done. Do some other things that are going to make you happy in the yard, as it's that time of year. You know, I like to, this time of year, when you got lots going on, you try to get out there and just do something. And when you're done, you almost just feel so much better for it. You know, it's just that good feel of getting outside, getting a few things, completed, getting those types of things. That's just, I don't know what it is. It's just something about it that makes you feel good. So hopefully you get to do some of that this week as the temperatures are going to be pretty good. There's a couple not so great days, couple not so great days, but I think it's it'll be okay. Anyways, phone number 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it is that time of year where we are fertilizing. We are getting our plants out there, taken care of. Depending upon what what we have for plants, is the products will determine what we use, right? Now, the best place to look for the best fertilizers right now would be the Espoma products. Just go, if you have some time, go to their website, espoma.com, to get more information about what to use for your plants. Now, they kind of have a few different major products, right? Their major product for fertilizing this time of year would be the Holly Tone. They also have the Plant Tone, Garden Tone, Tree Tone, Rose Tone, right? They have a lot of these things. You could go through their whole website and see the different things. Now, the majors that I look at are your Holly Tone, Plant Tone, Garden Tone, and Rose Tone. Look at those guys for the difference in what you need to fertilize this time of year. So it's just really something to think about. We can go into detail on those in a bit. I do have a call on the line, and I don't want them to wait around. I want to get right to them. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor's in Southern Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I spoke with you last week about a magnolia tree.
Yep.
It's close to 18 years old, I'd say.
Yep.
Now, I went out, as you said, and I was able to scrape off what I thought was mold. So I took a picture of it, and I took it down to my garden center, and he confirmed what you said, a lichen or something?
Yep, lichen, yep.
Okay. All right. So now, of course, we've had two mornings with frost up here. So the few blossoms I had on the tree are falling off because the frost has gotten to them. I do see new shoots on the tree, but I'm just wondering, what can I do to help this tree?
Okay. So I would look at fertilizing the tree, right? And one of the things to fertilize with, this is the same magnolia tree, right?
Correct.
So I'd be using a product from Espoma called Tree Tone. Okay,
tree
so
tone.
Tree Tone is a good one to use. You know, you could, so that's a good product to use. You could also, how big is the tree? And when I say big, I'm looking at, you know, the trunk. How big would you say about, you know, a couple feet up?
The trunk is, like 2 feet up before it branches out? Is
okay.
that what you're
Well, so
referring?
At that, yeah, at that point, would you say how thick is the trunk itself? You know, like 6 inches, 2 inches?
Oh, no, I would definitely say it's 6 inches at least across, yeah.
Okay, so while we were talking, I thought I had seen it on the back of the package here. So a magnolia can be actually fertilized with Holly Tone instead of Tree Tone. So I want you to use the Holly Tone on this because it does want a little bit of a little bit of an acidity to the soil, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so you're going to use this. You're going to use 1 pound per inch of trunk diameter. So the diameter you're saying is close to 6 inches. So it says triple on the package. It'll say triple the quantity for diameters 3 inches or larger. So you have a 6 inch diameter trunk. So we're looking at 18 pounds for that magnolia itself, right?
Okay.
The good thing is they make an 18 pound bag of Holly Tone. So you don't have to buy like, you know, multiple 4 pound bags, right? And so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to put this on the drip line of the tree. So however wide the tree is on the branching, that's your drip line. Okay. So, and you spread it around, in, multiple areas on the plant, so that you can, you know, get it to all the roots all the way around. The best way to do it is, so on the back of the bag, it will actually say how to do it too. But they basically say, take a 3 inch wide hole on that drip line, and they want you to go about 12 to 18 inches deep. Because we want to get down to the deeper feeder roots. And you're going to go around in a circle of it and divide it. You know, go around like every 3 feet or so, fill in all the way around with the Holly Tone, spread it evenly, then backfill the holes, and then water thoroughly. So there's a little bit of work to it, but you know what I'd say is if you're digging down and you hit like a heavy root, don't you know, cut through it, obviously. Just kind of move a little bit to the side if you can, or you know, that's a good spot to hit it, to add it, right? But I think that's going to help it this time of year and really give it something to help it for the next season. In the fall, you're going to use it at half the rate. You're going to use half, so you'd only use 9 pounds in the fall. So that, what that does is that doesn't, you know, it feeds it enough for the winter, but doesn't push anything, you know, any new growth, et cetera. It just kind of helps it get through the winter months.
Okay. And now spraying it, with anything, at this point will not help.
I don't believe so. I mean, it doesn't have anything that you really need to spray it for.
Okay.
Right. It's just, it's better off to not spray if you don't need to, right?
Oh, all right.
So
okay.
I don't think you need to on the magnolia, so.
Right. Can I cut my roses back? It seems to me your dad said something about when the red Sox come back.
This is the perfect time. This is the perfect time for you to do it. It's exactly when he said it, so.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. We'll be here for another 2.5 hours to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So give us a call if you have some more questions, and we will help you out with everything we can. So what else is going on out there? Well, we were talking about fertilizing and, bringing up a lot of questions. Now we do have another call. So I want to get right to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Swansea.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Quick question. Morning. Southwest New Hampshire. This year, blooming hostas are starting to poke through. Maple trees have bloomed or are blooming. Lilacs are about two to three centimeters leaf length. When is the time to clean up the garden? Another week or two until morning temperatures get a little bit higher?
I think so. I think that's probably your best bet. I'm kind of on the fence in between of like when to start here, just because of that frost that we had, or maybe a couple frosts that we had. It's either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, though all the days are kind of running together. But it kind of looks like we're not going to have a frost just based on the long-term forecast, but that could change easily. Tuesday, Wednesday of this week are the colder days of the week, but it's saying the lows 47 or 45. I'm in Chelmsford, so I'm not far from the New Hampshire border. So we're kind of, in the same everything, right? I think we're pretty close to no frosts left. I don't want to say we're not going to have them, right? I think we might have something, but I think we're in between. We're another week to 10 days away from, I think, finally doing the cleanups, getting the everything taken care of in the in the gardens, right? I think by that point, the pollinators in the area should be here. Well, they were already here, but should be starting to emerge, starting to be in the area. So I think by the end of this week, we might really be okay.
Okay, another week to 10 days.
Yeah, I just the closer we get to like the last possible frost date, the better I feel about it, right? Because the last frost date in this area is about May 20th ish, right? Around that time frame. And so we're technically 3 weeks away, but I think we're closer to a week to 10 days away. You'll be able to kind of tell all of a sudden it's just going to change for the better. I think that's working on it. So
very good.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you very much.
All Have right, John. Day. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, couple hours left in the show. If you have questions, give us a call. We were talking about fertilizing, right? I want you guys to think about a few things. So Espoma has multiple products. The Hollytone product that they have is meant for a lot of your acidic, you know, your acid-loving plants. It's your plant tone is an all-natural, all-purpose type fertilizer. Then the Garden Tone is your, you know, garden type fertilizer for your vegetables. And then it gets into some of the easier ones to kind of know what to do. The Rose Tone, right? All types of roses. The Flower Tone, help with your blooms. Tree Tone, it's a shade, fruit, and ornamental trees. Then it gets even easier, right? Bulb Tone, Citrus Tone, Palm Tone, Azalea Tone, Evergreen Tone. You got the idea here. The major ones that we're using in our area are going to be more for, you know, the Holly Tone, Plant Tone, Garden Tone. Just something to be thinking about. This is the time of year to do it. And we're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirement if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Candy is in Key West.
Candy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I'm just curious. I stay in touch with the Merrimack Valley by listening to you on Sunday mornings.
Oh, awesome.
And I did hear about the frost, so I'm curious. We have not had any. I live in Dracut, and we have not had any stone fruit in the last 2 years because of the frost.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, will we have stone fruit this year?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it was as bad of a frost that
it didn't seem to be from here.
Yeah, so I don't think it. Well, you know, hey, so I don't think it was as bad, but it still was a light frost.
Right.
So what had happened in the past couple of years, is we've had a frost where the buds are just starting to open.
Exactly.
Right, they're tight still, and so what's happened right. is it's kind of affected them from opening and going to flower.
Right.
Whereas at this point, some of those have already opened up.
Right.
And so that I feel as though with the flowers being able to open up, we have the opportunity for them to be pollinated and to be able to have the fruit. Right. So I think that's the bigger difference. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I can't get over how it just affected the whole crop throughout the valley.
Yeah, I mean, it was everywhere. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. You couldn't find a peach.
No, you couldn't. So I think that this year we're going to be okay. I think that it's just one of those things where the past couple years it's just issues, right? This to two
weather issues, yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot of the peach trees have more fruit than they have because they're one, you know, they're like, all right, I haven't been able to, let's push more fruit.
That'd be wonderful.
So let's see, you know, how it goes, but I think it's going to be okay.
Okay. Just one more thing. I love the potato song. Was that last week?
What was it? I'm sorry.
The newsletter, the potato song. Potato, potato, potato.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do love potatoes, and that's one of my favorite inclusions recently. So have a wonderful next month, and we should be home soon.
Oh, good. All right, Candy. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy your time down there.
You have enjoyed it up there so long. All right. As you said, maybe there's no more frost, so that would be wonderful.
That would be great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's, you know, we did have a couple frosts, but I don't think they were too heavy. I don't think it was 2 days in a row. Well, there was only one day where I really, got in the car and there was a little bit of frost. I don't think it was as bad as it had been in the past, right? Because in the past, we have had, a lot of our plants had just started to open up. The buds were, tight, but they were like just opening. And so I think what was happening in the past 2 years is it stopped production of fully opening. Whereas now some of these plants have opened fully. And I think it's almost better off for the plants for it to happen then than earlier. Because it opens up, the flowers still opened up. And if you look at anything that was flowering, that we, when we had the frost and look at it at the same time, I mean, honestly, everything's still the same full bloom. Nothing really changed. So I don't think the frost was that bad. So we should be okay. We should be okay going the rest of the season. So, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't say this is exactly what's going to happen, but I think we're going to be okay. I think that frost didn't do the damage that it normally would if it was a little bit earlier and things were forced to be, they were forced to drop, right? So I think that's part of it. So I think we just got to keep in mind, just say, all right, well, we got some time to do it. But I think we're going to be okay. Now, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time, a little over 2 hours of show left. So if you have questions, call us. I did want to, I said it in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm going to say it again. And I'm going to continue to say it so you guys understand what's going on. Last week, got an email from GCN, and fortunately, they have to shut the doors. And so it's left us trying to figure out what we're going to do moving forward. Our goal here is to continue on. Working with a couple people, have a couple meetings this week to figure it all out. Make sure we're still there, right? But if we don't get all that information done in time, I want you guys to keep an eye out on our newsletter, our website, all that information. We will try to, pass it along to you so you know what's going on. It's just these things happen, right? GCN's been nothing but great for us. And we've been with GCN for 15 plus years. So something, sometimes these things happen. So just want to throw it out there that, I have this week and next week left on the GCN network. We're hoping to have something figured out after the fact. GCN's been great. They've given me a few people to contact, right? To see if we can just continue. Again, these things happen. But just keep an eye out on our newsletter, website, everything, so that you can know what's happening with us. But the goal here is to move forward. And where it is, I'm not sure. Had a lot of people reach out to me, a lot of affiliates saying, hey, what's going on? What are we going to do? How can we help? Those are some of the great feelings, right? When somebody is saying, you know, ah, this isn't great, but what can we do to help? Love it. So trying to figure it out. Just want you guys to be aware, because, you know, it's that time of year where this is when the questions come around. This is when you have those questions that I want to be there to help you with. Not that I don't want to be there every other time, but a lot of this stuff is happening in real time right now. Whereas over the winter, we're like, all right, this could happen, or how can I prevent this? Or, you know, you get the idea. So we're either way, we're here right now. We're here next week, and we will update you as soon as we have an update to give. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun's coming out. It's warming up. Going to be a beautiful day today, beautiful day tomorrow. Want you to get out there and enjoy it. Get some of those sun rays. Feel good about it. Now, we got a call, so I'm going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Rose is in New Hampshire.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I already missed you from, you know, I hope you don't get off the radio, because I really enjoy listening to your show. So I hope
Thank you
can find...
We're doing our due diligence. We hope to have an answer soon.
Yeah, because you and your father are from New England, and a lot of the questions, people who call, they're calling from the New England area, so it pertains to, you know, this area, as opposed to listening to somebody from, like, down south. Their information doesn't really sync with our seasons and other stuff. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling is about 2 years ago, I tried growing potatoes in my garden, in the ground, and it didn't work. So somebody kept talking about these bags you can grow stuff in.
Yep.
Grow bags, I think they're called.
Yeah.
I've never done it before. I found one. It has like a little flap that you can lift up to sit in, as like a plastic window. I have no clue how these work when you're trying to grow potatoes. Is it a good way, or is it better to do it in the ground?
Well,
and
so
I just wanted your advice.
Yeah. So the grow bags are great, because one of the things is here is it's easier to stack up the soil around the plant, right? Because a potato, to grow more potatoes in it, as it starts growing, you want to fill around it with more soil, right? So that the plant has more opportunity to grow other potatoes, right? So the biggest thing, you pick the style of potato you want first, and then you work on it. We move on to the next step, right? The next step is find that container. Is it one that has, you know, a flap on the side? I think so. I think those are the better ones, because you can actually open up that flap and pull some of the potatoes out while not pulling the entire plant, right? So you'll start with 6 to 8 potatoes right on the top of the soil. You'll spread those potatoes out so they each have room to grow. Then you cover them completely with about 2 inches of some sort of mix, a lighter mix, you know, compost or just a top layer of it. You water it in.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So how many inches of soil do I put on the bottom? And do I have to add that fertilizer to that bottom layer of soil?
So I wouldn't add any fertilizer to the beginning of this by any means.
Okay, just regular garden dirt.
Yeah, it can be just a couple inches of soil on the bottom, right? Just a layering, so it can have some sort of roots kind of come through it if necessary, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I would do, so you let, you know, put that, the potatoes, then you fill over about by 2 inches above the potato. In about 2 weeks or so, you're going to start seeing the green leaves coming from the top of the soil. As this happens, you're going to add more of that same mix. And you're going to put it up to the lowest leaves of the plant itself. And you're actually going to be continuing to add this mixture on it every week or two as the stalks grow. Basically till you get to about the top of this grow bag. You want to make sure that any of the tubers, so the actual potato itself, are well covered. When they get too much sun, they kind of turn green and they actually become almost poisonous, right? But you're going to continue to add soil to this until the bag is full, right? Mm-hmm. And then after about 6 weeks after getting to that point, that's when you will start looking at some of those potatoes. There's a little bit more to it, so hang tight. So on the other side of the break, we'll discuss it a little bit more. For everybody else, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rose in regards to some potatoes. And, so the potatoes, obviously, we had gone through the cycle of what to do if they're in a container. And, you know, our final kind of step here is once we get to where the container is filled with soil. Once that happens, you know, the plants themselves, maybe about 6 weeks later, you're going to start to see tiny flowers on the plant. Once it starts to flower, that means it's getting ready to be fully ready. So once it flowers, what will happen from there a couple weeks after is the leaves and the stalks will start to wilt and turn brown. And that means it's time to harvest. So,
okay. From
the beginning here, we start off with a couple inches of soil in the container, place the potatoes down, fill it so it's about 2 inches above the potato itself. Let the plant start to grow for a couple, you know, a few weeks, and then fill in with soil up to the lowest leaves. And continue to do that on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. It's probably better to do bi-weekly to give it a little bit more growth. But you don't ever want the potato itself to be exposed. So if you start to see potatoes growing, make sure you cover those potatoes with soil. Okay? Get all the way to the top. Wait for the plant to flower, and then a few weeks later, it will start to die back. At that point is when you can start to harvest the potatoes. Now, if you get one of these containers with a window on the side, you know, it's almost like a trap door on the side, right? You can actually, as they start to develop, I know of some people that will actually start to pull some of the potatoes out of the bottom, right? Once it kind of gets, once it kind of gets to a certain point where you've almost gotten it almost fully filled the container, then you can start looking and you'll have some potatoes growing to the point where they're worth pulling out. I wouldn't do it too early, obviously, because, you know, the potato itself isn't fully developed. But that's how they, that's the one with the window comes into play, because you can kind of see in there without having to interrupt anything below or kind of disturb the soil there. But that's kind of the way to do it with containers, and a lot of people have done it because it makes it easier to hold that soil up and allow for more production of the potatoes themselves.
Okay, so how often do I water?
So you don't want it to dry out, right? So you don't want the soil itself to dry out, and you will be... You don't want it to get too soggy either. So it's kind of like that in-between. Once you start, you know, you're going to want to water whenever that mix starts to get dry. We're not talking like the dry where the soil almost turns that light, light color because it's like bone dry. We're talking like the, you know, you stick your finger in and the soil isn't sticking to your finger as much as it did when you had just watered. You know, just it's... We don't want to have too much water, and we don't want to have too little water on the potatoes. So it's you got to find the happy medium there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So a couple inches of soil, place the potato seedling potatoes or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
About 2 inches of soil. Maybe water if it's too dry. When the stalks and leaves start popping out of the soil, add some more soil up to the lowest leaf, and then just keep doing that. And then when the stalk and the leaves turn brown, once the whole bin is full of soil, when it turns brown and starts wilting, it's time to harvest.
Exactly.
And also to keep the potatoes covered and keep the soil moist. I don't have to add any fertilizers to this at all.
It's not a huge fertilizer to it. Maybe using something like a Neptune's Harvest, the fish and seaweed, every few weeks, just to give it some nutrients to the plant so the plant stays healthy. But a lot of times with some of the good soil like that, it doesn't need a lot to it, right? So, I mean, I might just look at the Neptune's Harvest. That's what you'd use anyways for the rest of the veggies garden, so use it on that too.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, Rose,
and
you have a great rest
everything.
Of your day. Well, thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. All right. Bye-bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.